This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the more children you have, the more patient you're going to have to be. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be at your service, dear friends. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about how the more children you have, the more patient you're going to have to be. So, of course, one of the things that we learn in our Islamic lifestyle is this idea that we should get married and the sooner, the better. Of course, there are certain requirements that are necessary when it comes to becoming married, which include, you know, this kind of spiritual, mental, and physical maturity. And of course, this spiritual and mental maturity comes in some different ways. So, for example, if we're a boy or even a girl, we're going to have the mental maturity to be able to run a household, to be able to live with another person, to be able to be patient with another person, right? And these kind of things come to play when we are about to get married. But a very important part of our Islamic lifestyle is marriage. And of course, after marriage, the next thing that comes in line in a Islamic lifestyle, of course, is having children. Now, children, of course, are a blessing from the Almighty Allah. They are a amana, a trust from the Almighty Allah. And really, if we are blessed with children, then we should really cherish those children because there are many people out there in the world who don't have children, and they would probably do anything to be able to have children that you have been gifted by the Almighty Allah, you know, free of charge. So not only is having one child encouraged, but having many children is encouraged in an Islamic lifestyle. Of course, you know, kind of keeping in mind the financial situation, but the financial situation, it should not be the motivator and the ultimate determinator of whether you should have children or not. In many of the traditions and the Holy Quran, it has said that, you know, don't be fearful of your financial situation in order to have kids. Yes, if you are living in dire poverty and you do not have money to be able to put food on the table, you know, then perhaps you should not be having many children. But that doesn't mean that you should just live in that situation and not have children. You should go earn money, make wealth, and at the same time have children. So welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about how the more children you have, the more patience you are going to need. Now, we said, of course, that having children is one of the important things when it comes to an Islamic lifestyle. And again, the more children we have, the better. Again, keeping in mind the various different aspects that we talked about in the previous segment. Now, the more children you have, the more chaos you're going to be seeing in the house, especially if the children are of different age groups. So if you have a infant and then you have a toddler and then maybe you have, you know, preteen and then you have a teenager, these are all children that have various different needs based upon the stage of life that they are in. Of course, the first thing that we're going to have to do is to have a very strong perspective firmly founded in an Islamic lifestyle. And of course, when we realize that the Almighty Allah is with us and is on our side and will surely help us if we want to make the right decisions, then this will bring us a source of patience, it will bring us a source of comfort, and it will bring us a source of strength. And of course, with a lot of children, we are going to have to keep in mind that each child in their respective phases of life has different needs, and so we're going to have to cater to those needs based upon the child's stage in life that they are in. But overall, it's going to take a lot of patience and steadfastness and determination and perseverance. But with the help of Allah, living an Islamic lifestyle is not only going to be easier, but it will also be much more enjoyable.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.